evening of January the 6th, 1601. It is Twelfth Night, and that means the Twelfth Night after Christmas Night, by the way, also known as Epiphany. We are here at Whitehall Palace, as this is where Queen Elizabeth I lives. Buckingham Palace isn't built yet, of course. Tonight, the Queen has a guest, Virginio Orsino, the Duke of Bracciano. This Duke has a twin son and daughter, absolutely identical. If you know the story of Twelfth Night, then you'll know that a central character is called Duke Orsino, and there are identical twins. Oh, hang on, let's go inside, as tonight the Queen has Shakespeare and his company entertaining the Duke. We know this from the Duke's own letters, which say that this night he saw a comedy with music. But was that play Twelfth Night? Well, that we don't know. If it was, then Shakespeare would have had to have written and rehearsed it very quickly, because the Duke's visit was known only 6 weeks before he came. What's more likely is that this night in 1601 planted a seed in Shakespeare's mind, and he began to write Twelfth Night soon after this. Oh, it's very noisy in here. Let's leave the palace and walk the London streets. To do that, I'll need a torch, as it is pitch black outside. This is before electricity or even gaslight, and... Oh, yuck! Before underground sewers. In London, all the waste, and that is all the waste, including human waste, was just thrown into the river and onto the streets. So London stinks, and it is so dirty. But back to Twelfth Night. I think that Shakespeare wrote Twelfth Night, or what you will, in 1601. But what is the proof for that? Arguments range as to whether it was composed as early as 1601 or as late as 1606. The reason that some scholars believe it may have been written as late as 1606 is because on the 27th of May, 1606, a statute, or law, was passed by the Puritan Parliament. Oh, I should explain the term Puritan, as it's an important concept in the understanding of this play. Oh, it's starting to rain. Let's go inside this building. Oh, that's better. Well, the term Puritan is used to mean someone whose religious convictions are based upon a fundamental interpretation of the Bible as literal truth. An actual conviction that every word in it is true, that God created the world in 6 days, that there was a flood and only Noah and his ark survived, etc. So these Puritans believed that all fun and enjoyment were sinful. Malvolio, an important character in this play, is described as a Puritan, and his antithesis or opposite is the fun-loving Sir Toby Belch. The cat-and-mouse conflict between these two can be seen to reflect the way English society went back and forth between being over-pious, God-fearing and no fun, to being liberal, fun-loving and generally pagan. Oh, and I should tell you that pagan is the old religion before Christianity. It's more primitive and recognises many different gods, like the sun and the moon, for example. It's associated with celebration, enjoyment and excess, rather than the more guilt-ridden and restrained nature of 17th century English Protestantism. The fate of the Puritan Malvolio can clearly show Shakespeare's feelings as to whether fun should be outlawed. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying, on the 27th of May, 1606, a statute was passed by the Puritan Parliament preventing the abuse of the holy name of God in stage plays, and there was an enormous fine of £10, equivalent today of about £3,750, if you said the word God. So all plays after 1606 replaced the word God with the word Jove, which occurs many times in this play. So some say Twelfth Night must have been written after this statute. On the other hand, most people think that all that happened was that somebody changed the actor's copies of an existing play and just crossed out God and put in the word Jove. So that is the proof for Twelfth Night being written in 1606. The proof that it was written in or